Thoughts on Haggai, Haggai chapter 2 and verses 1 to 3. Facing reality. Facing reality. It's not that Judah wanted to face reality. This is God's command through the prophet Haggai, making Judah face reality. It was a necessary word for Judah at this time. And I am convinced, I am persuaded, it is a necessary word for us, evangelicals, today. Facing reality. Beginning with today, I'm afraid, in my opinion, that far too often evangelicals do not face reality. They are escapists. They escape reality. And God will not allow it. And faithful preachers should not allow it. God certainly won't. Now, Judah had to face reality. God demanded, through this man Haggai, he demanded that Judah stand back from what they were doing. They're so embroiled in it. Now stand back and have a look. Face reality. And it's a probing question. Judah must not go around being smug and self-satisfied. What's happening here? On the 21st day of the 7th month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Speak to these people, Zerubbabel, Joshua, and so on, and to the remnant of the people. Ask them, who of you is left who saw this house, this temple you're working on, in its former glory? Now, how does it look to you now? Compare it with the pristine condition of the temple under Solomon. You saw that temple. You saw what Solomon had left. You saw how glorious it was. How does it look to you now? Does it not seem to you like nothing? Haggai chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. I believe that too often today we evangelicals can be smug and self-satisfied. We're so sure we've got an answer for everything. There's no loose ends. It's all hunky-dory. We've got it all sewn up. We think this is our best witness. We've got it all clear in our minds. It's all there going well. No, says God to Judah, you compare this temple with the old temple. And that's the acid test. I say we should compare what's going on today with what we see going on in the New Testament, in the New Covenant ecclesias of those days. And as I compare the two, they're chalk and cheese very often. I believe we need an awakening call. We need a wake-up call. We need to come into the cold light of day. We need to have a dash of reality here. More than a dash of it, we have to have a long, hard look at these things. We look too often at our present circumstances with rose-colored spectacles. We just assume that we're walking in the way of the original apostles and the original ecclesia. Compare with the original. That's the realism. Compare with the original. Stand back and look. Compare with the New Testament. That was God's, the equivalent. That was God's word to Judah. I believe that to be God's word to us today. And make a judgment about it. We mustn't be put up with all this show that's going on. Let's get down to the reality. What conversions are going on? What spirituality? Oh, there's plenty of activity and all the rest of it. I won't develop it. I just say that we need to face reality. I have to weigh my ministry and compare it to what I see in the New Testament, the New Covenant. And I have to ask myself, is this really of God? This is what God is saying through Haggai to Judah. Face reality. Unbeliever, face reality. You live in cow cuckoo land. You're in a fool's paradise. You're deceiving yourself. You think the world is going on forever. You'll live forever. Well, if you have to die, then all will be well. Some minister will cheer everybody up and tell them how wonderful it all is. Don't you believe it, my friend. There is a judgment to come. You have to stand before God. Face reality. As Gadsby put it, William Gadsby, death is on the road. Face it, my friend. That was the word for Judah under Haggai. I believe it is God's word to us today. First of all, Looking at these verses, 2:1-3, I believe it's this word of stark reality, face it. I think there's another point there, and I'll come to that in the next discourse. But let us go away with this. Let's not be ostriches. Let's not be in cloud cuckoo land. Let's be awake to reality.